Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk indeed. Happy Monday. No manics around here, or maniacs, or whatever becomes of that manic Monday. We've got it going on. It is beautiful outside. Blue sky. Nice coating of white fluffy snow or frozen frost on the hillsides. Yes, we are definitely into late fall. Can't wait for winter if you like that snow and stuff like that. It's the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about today, I have a few issues that I would like to bring up. But other than that, it's your show, so whatever you want to talk about. At 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at 991fmtalk.com. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of angry emails on something that I would like to bring up because I saw it on Facebook. Interesting discussion going on Facebook about the education system and actually taking it easy on our teachers. You know, teachers used to get a subject and then they would, you know, you'd have a history teacher, you'd have a biology teacher, you'd have a U.S. economics teacher. And now it just seems like teachers have to be everything. They have to be counselors. They have to be sex education educators. They have to be compliance officers. They have to be pretty much everything. I mean, the list goes on and on. Because everybody is just shoved into their class. And this is something that it's not to pick on one stereotypical child, but it could be anything. Because I think back a couple of decades ago when we were having outbursts with just bad kids, you know, gang members, just disrupting class, people that don't want to be there, disrupting everything. Okay? Kids with autism. Poll question. 991fmtalk.com. Head on over there today. Do you think that autistic kids should be in the mainstream classroom? Recently had an autistic child that was unruly and disruptive, and just this whole horrific video of the child being handcuffed by police, and they're going even more crazy, and is that fair to the teachers who don't know how to deal with autistic kids, who don't know how to deal with the spectrum of autism and the other kids who don't know how to deal with it? I mean, who's to say that other kids don't egg on the problems or the situations? It's just, it's a tough question because you want kids to feel, I don't think accepted is the right term, because kids are accepted. We don't want them to feel like they're outcasts because they're not in this classroom. But if you have a professional who knows how to deal with autistic kids, and you have the autistic kids together, is that not a better learning environment for them? I don't know. I don't have kids. So if you are a parent of an autistic child, explain to me the value of it to have more distractions in a mainstream classroom. And then if your child, I want to hear from you too, if your child has an autistic kid in their classroom, is it disruptive? I mean, does everything have to stop when we have to focus on little Johnny or little Janie? It's a tough question. But questions like these have to be discussed. Because parents with autistic kids are going to fight and just be in there in the middle of everything. So their child gets, well, not necessarily that education because education standards are down, but it's a tough question all the way around. But it needs to be asked. It's the same premise as, you know, one transgender kid in a school of thousands. Do you stop and you disrupt everything because they need to have a special bathroom, or they have the controversy that they want to go into the girls' bathroom, the girls' locker room? Kids are supposed to be kids, even through high school. And they're not anymore. It's not a learning environment that is conducive to the masses. For one child, everything has to stop. And that just doesn't seem practical. You know, should there be schools that specifically address different special needs? I mean, could you imagine the education that autistic kids would get if there was actually a school? If we're building schools, how about a school for all of the kids who have special needs? It can be built properly. It can be managed differently, and not just having special education in different schools, different classrooms in the different schools. I don't know. Maybe it's not that big of an issue for people, but boy, we had people going at it on Facebook. You know, that's one of those things that's hard to talk about because you don't want to be the bad guy. It's always that way. You don't want to be the bad guy. And sometimes you have to. You have to be that bad guy to progress things for everybody. If you would like to call in on this or any of the subjects that are lacking in the classrooms. I feel bad for teachers. I remember, boy, I feel like my mom here. I remember way back when. I remember when you could go to school and just, it was easy. The biggest thing that you had to deal with was, you know, maybe having to settle an issue out on the playground. Now there are so many schools that don't even have recess. I remember my friend Paige wanted to be a school teacher above all else. And we were all like, why? You have to deal with people like us. Because she wanted to open minds. She wanted that spark of learning, and she was fascinated about learning and remembering things and just, it was great for her. Kids wanted to be police officers when they grew up. Two professions now you don't hear many people saying, I want to be a teacher or I want to be a police officer. Because we've made those two amazing jobs just miserable. Because you can't do your job. You have to deal with all of these other things. And not by your choice. It's like an unfunded mandate from the government. Just a thought. 884-9910 or 991fmtalk.com. If you'd like to get in on that poll question today, should autistic kids be in the mainstream classroom? Love to hear from you. It's the Monica J Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we've got some other local issues coming up. I'm not just always bagging on the school districts. No, there are plenty of other things to talk about. So we'll be back with more here on the Monica J Show. Manic Monday.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, it is the holiday season, Christmas, New Year. Oh, 2020, do you believe it? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What would you like to talk about today? How about acceptance? Inclusion? At what point do we stop with the whole game of, wow, everybody has to be accepted? Naval Center? Shot up. Little disappointed that I was trying to retweet something with a comment about that situation, with the comment that it reminds me of Fort Hood. And yes, we need to keep an eye on certain people and not just think that they're not inserting themselves in our way of life to gain access. So for some reason, Twitter wouldn't let me retweet about the shooting at the Naval Yard because I don't know why. They didn't want references being made to Fort Hood. I didn't say anything about religion. That was interesting. That surprised me. Well, actually, nothing surprises me with the liberals who own just about everything. Google, Facebook, Amazon. By the way, Democrats basically pontificate, go on and on and on about getting money out of politics, which is pretty funny because the leftists are the ones that have you know, most of those groups that funnel money into other groups. And they have to do it through back doors, and they have to do it through different PAC names. We need to fix this. Our elections should not be decided by a group of wealthy leftists. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, Tom Steyer, Jeff Bezos. I mean, there's a few other people that can be added to that list. Where are the politicians who are not accepting money from these people and their organizations? And where are the politicians who are creating rules that we can get outside influence money out of our political atmosphere? Set the rules. You can only spend so much money on election, and you can only spend so much money on re-election. If you are rich and you want to have a PAC, you can only have one PAC. And the name has to be researchable. You can't hide this within another company, within another company, within another company. And you have to disclose who your donors are. And then you have to disclose who you're donating to. Where is the candidate who will take this up and do it legitimately and get it done? You know what? There isn't one. And there shouldn't be one. Because you never know when a candidate is going to turn on you. Well, that's not what I elected you to do. You're not speaking for me. So who has to do it? We the people. We have to do it on a local level. Elections are expensive. I would rather give more money to the election offices so they can have more people verifying legitimate voters. That means U.S. citizens. Verifying all of the votes to make sure, you know, Uncle Joe, who's been buried for the last 4 years, isn't voting. We need to do this on a local level. We need to get money out of politics. We need to get influence out of politics. Set the standards for the entire state. And you have to demand it. It's one thing for an assembly person or a senator to take up the mantle, to back it, but I think it has to be a vote of the people. Somebody needs to come up with a bill that is sent directly to the people on what the state of Nevada will accept. Just because someone has the bigger sign, just because somebody has more signs, just because somebody has more airtime, Bloomberg, Steyer, we're going to be inundated with all of that. And yeah, it's money generators, but it's influence peddlers. This is dark money. And it's called dark money for a reason. Dark implies something sinister. And that's what it is. Because they want to take over this country because you're not paying attention. A few flashy signs, some good ads, good publicity. Where's Beto now? But it's up to us to control our elections and to control where that money's coming from. Don't just talk about it. Do something about it. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today on this manic, marvelous Monday. Also the home of Fox News. Here they are on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Talk. That's what it's all about. Me talking, you talking, people talking. 991FMTalk.com. Head on over to our website. You can answer today's poll question. And be honest, especially if you have kids in school. Do you think autistic kids should be a part of mainstream classroom work? Or if they should be, if all kids on the autism spectrum should be in the classroom. If you don't talk, and if you don't say something, we will lose our freedom of speech about everything. You can't talk about the LGBTQ community or how many ever syllables it is now or continents it is now. You can't talk about sex ed. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about religion. So one group who's doing a lot of talking and it gets them banned everywhere is Dennis Prager of PragerU. He had to go to war with Facebook because he had great videos on there. Going out and actually doing real reporting. And they said, no, we can't have this. So the PragerU videos just kept disappearing until people spoke up. So he got together with Adam Carolla and they did an awesome movie. You're not going to hear a lot about this because, well, media groups don't want you to hear about it. No safe spaces. You have the right to remain silent. It's in theaters now. I urge you to go see this movie and take your children, take your grandchildren, take your nieces and nephews, take everybody you can to see this film. Right now, as we're doing our research, I can only, please, call me and tell me if I'm wrong, 884-9910. But it looks as though if you want to see the film, it's playing at one place. Century Riverside, Sierra Street, downtown Reno. called up. It'll definitely be playing through Wednesday. So that's what, 3 days? We need to keep this movie going. Please go see it. No safe spaces. This movie is so important right now. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager did an amazing job of it. And they're going to open your eyes. If people can't ban something outright, they're going to nip away at it. We see it happening with our Second Amendment rights. They are doing the same thing with the First Amendment. And we've let them get away with it. Universities are doing it. Businesses are doing it. Oh, you can't talk about that in here. This is a safe space. You can't talk about things that might upset someone. What? Show me in the Constitution where you have the right not to be offended. You have the right to not be upset about somebody else's words. I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of structure to it because there are some downright offensive people out there. But everybody has the right to their opinion. And most people are pretty darn open with things. Most people don't care if you're gay. Most people don't care if you're transgender. Just stop pushing it on them. Most people know you have the right to be happy the way you are. And if that means you're flamboyant and you want to dress like a woman, great, more power to you. But I also have the right to disagree with it and not accept it. And these people who are supposed to be accepting of everybody can't accept that. It's not a one-way street, people. It's a two-way street, whether you like it or not. If something makes you happy, then go do it. Just don't push it in my face and say that I have to accept it. Because, no, I don't. And these universities that are teaching people to just tune out and ignore everybody else, or better yet, who are allowing them to get into other people's faces and shout them down, destroy media materials, remove little tags out of a campus area to show how many babies have been killed in a month or so. That's not acceptable. We still are a society. And whether you like it or not, you have to learn to live with people. People of different opinions. People of different values, different ideals. Well, unless you're a white male Christian. And then you're just evil incarnate. And that's not true. We all have to be accepting of each other. So I urge you, drop whatever you are doing. Your Christmas party, your Christmas shopping. If you're going to have dinner with friends, why not make it a movie night? And go see this movie. Because literally your rights depend on it. The left does not go for stuff like this, for you educating yourself. So I'm sure at some point it's going to be banned or they're going to have protests outside of it. Why it's only running through Wednesday, I don't understand. At least that's the information that people have found for me. I don't understand that. But it is in theaters now. Go see it. No safe spaces. Wow. I can't believe we have come so far just in my lifetime from the history that I know. Europe is thousands upon thousands of years old. America as we know it, the Republic, our Constitution, not a couple thousand, just a couple hundred years old. And we are really screwing this up. I mean, yeah, really bad. Founding fathers are rolling over in their graves, wondering what they gave their lives for. Because what we've got going on now, our rights have been so eroded, and the government has so much control that I don't know, honestly, if we'll ever get it back. Because there's not enough people to stand up to the left and stand up to the elected representatives who have gotten us into this mess, who do nothing to make it better, only worse. And I'll prove my point right after this. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 99.1 FM Talk Indeed. It's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about. Whatever. And we got some talking to do here because this is not right. The president. Wow. He is on fire. The jobs number coming out, 3.5%. Manufacturing, confidence. Everything is up. Oh my gosh. This is awesome. Conservative judges back on the bench. Still working on the ninth. Still got to fix that. But here's something that you're not going to probably see in the news. Because like they say, there are two sides to every story. So what I say is great, somebody else is going to twist. Lowest job numbers. Incredible. More people are working now than ever. How do you twist that? Well, there's not enough people to fill these jobs that all these companies need. We need free education to get these people educated so they can get the jobs. House Judiciary Committee. Although President Trump didn't break the law, he surely intended to. And therefore, he's guilty. So in the report that they put out over the weekend, basically, they're arguing that the president can be impeached for illegitimate motives, even if his actions are legally permissible. Well, then, hell! I say we drag Obama back in, get him up on this big stage, and file impeachment charges against him and his administration for basically throwing open the borders and breaking the laws of this country when it comes to, oh, just the asylum thing. These dreamers that are now, you know, supposedly a part of this country, yet they're killing people, they're drug runners, they're basically just plants from the cartels. Again, bring this country down from the inside. Stifling our Second Amendment rights. Going against federal law. Let's get Obama in there and get him impeached. You don't have to be a sitting president to be impeached, do you? Because if the Congress is just going on conduct, how about making deals with the Russians, you know, thinking that the mic is off? Tell Putin I'll have more flexibility after. How about getting us signed into treaties? The first thing that the president took us out of, the arms treaty, when he became president. Getting us hooked up with things like the UN arms treaty. The climate hoax. Improper spending of taxpayer dollars. This Congress is a joke. And the reason that they want you to keep watching these hearings, which I hope you're not, is to keep it top of mind. So you don't know all of the cool things that the president is out there doing. Bringing those job numbers up. Trying to make this a safer country for American citizens. Not only building the wall, but looking to actually get it finished. To protect us from drugs. To hold other countries accountable for the costs of the world, not just us. And now they want to impeach him just on hearsay. It's sickening. 92.3, 99.1.